Are you a teacher of Israel and yet you do not understand these things? Amen. So, I failed the question about the doctrine of the Trinity on my general ordination exams. I just need to get that out there right now. Failed. I am a student of Episcopal Divinity School, and I do not understand these things. Everyone who is ordained has to take what we call the general ordination exams. During seminary, the GOEs, as we called them, were a hot topic of discussion. It felt to me that everyone really enjoyed being anxious about these exams. What will they ask? What sources will we be allowed to use? Who are the people writing the questions? Who's going to grade them? It seemed to me that we spent more time in conjecture about the exams than we did actually studying for them. But one thing everyone agreed on, and that was that no one would ever ask anything about the doctrine of the Trinity on a general ordination exam. That would be crazy. It was very common to hear someone talking about the GOEs say, "Don't freak out, man. It's not like they're going to ask you to explain the Trinity." So it takes 3 days to take these exams. And so the first day of the GOEs finally arrive. I sit down with my computer and my cup of coffee and the few sources we were allowed to have open, which was a Bible and a Book of Common Prayer. And I nervously opened the first question. And yes, I was super excited because I am weird and I like tests. Now, once you open the first question, you only have so long to complete your written answer. And so you have to read them and process them really quickly. And wouldn't you know it, the first question, very passive-aggressively, in my humble opinion, under the heading of pastoral care, was this: "A new couple visits your church one Sunday. At coffee hour, they tell you that they are coming from a different tradition, and they are wondering if you could explain the Trinity to them because they just don't understand." What? What? I thought, this is crazy. I read the question seriously 5 times just to make sure I didn't miss the line that said, "Just kidding." Explain the Trinity during coffee hour? Whatever. So, welcome to Trinity Sunday. I am a student of Episcopal Divinity School, and I do not understand these things. And I am your priest. So don't feel bad if you too do not understand these things. In our gospel today, Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the middle of the night because he doesn't understand these things and he has questions. Nicodemus wants to know what Jesus means by being born again. Jesus, being woken up in the middle of the night, is a bit snarky in his response to Nicodemus, and who blames him? Who wakes up the rabbi in the middle of the night to ask such existential questions? I mean, that would be like asking the priest to explain the Trinity at coffee hour. Jesus tries, even while being a little snarky, to actually answer the question for this poor man. And yet Nicodemus still doesn't understand. But they have a conversation. And after that conversation, Nicodemus, a leader in the community, begins to support Jesus in his work. After that middle of the night conversation, Nicodemus enters into a relationship with Jesus and he begins the process of understanding. Resurrection is a process. Understanding is a process. Understanding the holy, whether it is the doctrine of the Trinity or that of new birth, is a process. And herein lies the theology of the Trinity. The process of understanding anything happens through relationship. The Trinity can never be understood by exploring God alone, or Jesus alone, or the Holy Spirit alone. No understanding of these parts of the Trinity alone will ever lead to understanding the Trinity as a whole, because the very nature of the Trinity is found in relationship between its parts, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in relationship to each other and to us. Jesus says, God so loved the world that God sent his only Son, and the Son so loved his disciples that he asked God to send the Holy Spirit to protect them so that they may be one. God so loved us that God became one of us in the flesh. God so loves us that God is made known to us even now through the Holy Spirit. God so loved us that God seeks to know us through Jesus and the Holy Spirit through the process of loving relationship. And we, God's children, people grounded in Trinitarian faith, are called to so love God that we now seek to know God better, to know love better, through the process of relationship with God, with ourselves, and with our neighbor. What if we truly entered into every relationship with the goal of growing to know God better? Yes, I am in relationship with my daughter to parent her, but really, I am in the process of relationship with Sadie to know God better. Yes, I am in relationship with Bill to support him as his wife, but really, I am in relationship with Bill to know God better. And yes, I am in relationship with all of you as your priest to pastor you. But really, I am here with you in the process of loving relationship to come to know God better. If we truly entered into every relationship we have with the conscious goal of being in a process of coming to know God better, how would that change the way we are in relationship, the way we love? Nicodemus came to Jesus in the middle of the night with questions he could not fully understand. But what happened was that he entered into the process of relationship with Jesus that led to him knowing God better and thus being transformed. The Trinity is our way of understanding this process of transformational relationship that leads to a better understanding of God, of the holy, of love. And so that is what I would say to you if you were so inclined to ask me to explain the Trinity at coffee hour. It's not that hard to understand, but it is actually that hard to live out. Relationships can be hard. They stretch us and challenge us every day. All relationships require of us presence and patience. And in this world, those are two character traits that can be in short supply. But the reward of entering into relationship with our full selves is the better understanding of God and transformation. And there is no end point to this process of transformation. It is our life's journey, this process of understanding the holy. That is why the image of the Trinity is never a straight line. It's always three points connected to one, to the other. Three mutual points flowing into one another with no end, whose essence is found only in and through relationship. So perhaps you see now why I failed this question on my general ordination exam. And yet, what I know now is that having the right answer isn't the point at all. It is, in fact, engaging with the right question. Having the right answer isn't the point. Having the conversation and being in relationship, that is what will lead us all to a better understanding of God. The question for us becomes, are we more interested in having the right answer or being in right relationship? Are we willing to see questions not as tests that we need to pass in order to be loved, but rather asking the right question as an invitation to conversation, to relationship that will lead to our transformation? As we begin to regather here in this space next week and in this community fully, we will be invited into many new relationships, and we will all have a lot of questions. Questions about who we are now with a new rector and new congregants. And there is really no right answer to any of these questions. There is only the opportunity to be transformed by our conversations and the relationships we encounter. So after many years as a priest and a pastor, I have come to understand why so many years ago I failed that question on the GOEs. I failed the question because it wasn't really a question about the doctrine of the Trinity. It was, in fact, a question about pastoral care. It was a question about how I, as a pastor, would engage these newcomers by inviting them into deep conversation and right relationship. So a better answer to that crazy GOE question would have been to be less concerned with answering the question correctly for the newcomer and instead engage the newcomer in deep conversation. The answer really is to take the risk, like Nicodemus did, and bring the right questions to Jesus, to be in relationship with Jesus, and to be like Jesus by engaging every conversation with the goal of deepening relationship. Because through these right relationships, we will all come to know our neighbor and God better and thus be transformed. Amen.